All of these readings today remind us to focus on what matters, and that is our relationship with God. All else should be informed and guided by this one relationship. Vanities of vanities, says the teacher, the author of Ecclesiastes, all is vanity. The teacher reminds us that all the work and toil of this world and all the worries and anxieties we have are for naught. We lose sleep for nothing, because all of this world is passing. We can't take it with us, as we say. In spite of what we might tell ourselves, we are not good at multitasking. We can really only give ourselves to one thing. It's either going to be God or to the things of this world. The psalm drives this point home. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart, is the refrain. But the stanzas of the psalm tell us how we harden our heart when we focus on this world and not on God. We have a hard heart when we are concerned with this life and not realize that all we do is a preparation for the next life. St. Paul tells us to put to death all the things that are not from God, to choose God over sin, to choose God over momentary pleasures and not our own interest. Why? Because we are called to be like Christ. Paul was a tent maker. He had a job so that he could survive, but Paul was focused on his real job, which was to serve God as his apostle and evangelist. And then Jesus responds to a person's reasonable request to get his share of his inheritance. But instead of telling him that he's been wronged, Jesus reminds him that he needs to focus on the things of God, the inheritance that God has given him. He tells the person not to squander the grace that God has given him. From the very beginning, he tells him to focus on God. All of these readings should make us uncomfortable because all of us could be better at this. All of us struggle to focus on God instead of the things of this world. We let the worries and the comforts of this life get in the way of God. We really give our worries and comforts the place that God should hold in our life. No matter who we are, we're stingy with something. We are all misers in some way. We all lack trust in God's providence. Let's have the courage to be honest with ourselves and see what we can't give up or what we worry too much about, and then turn those things over to God, because we can't take them with us, as we say. But what we will take with us is our actions, and God will judge us for those.